First, I have a twin text today, and the first one is in Psalm 25, verses 12 to 14. Psalm 25, verses 12 to 14. And thereafter, we will read one verse from the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Psalm 25, 12 to 14. Are you there? Okay. Let's read together. One to go. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Now let's go to John chapter 5 and verse 30. The book of John 5 and 30. Are you there? Say amen if you are there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you are not there, say amen anyway. So I guess everybody is there. Okay, so let's read. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Hallelujah. I can of my own self do nothing. As I judge, my judgment is accurate. And the reason why it is just and accurate is because I never seek my own will concerning anything I need to make decision over, but the will of he that sent me. Praise the Lord. Today I want to talk to us about making destiny decisions. Hallelujah. Making destiny decisions. Father, we thank you for your word. We truly of our own, we can do nothing. So Spirit of the living God, I ask that you would take hold with me to deliver what you have put in my spirit for the people of God today, with power, with authority, and with simplicity, that everyone under the sound of my voice will hear and hearken to the voice of God this day. And the word of God will bring about a correction in their mindset, will bring about enlightenment in their areas of confusion, will give strength to them in their places of weakness, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I trust you to do even much more. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. I will just run quickly with what God has for me today. And as our sister prayed, we thank the Lord for the first part of the election that was held yesterday, the voting. And we thank God for everything that happened. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is in control. Hallelujah. We pray for this nation, and we believe that God has answered, and we declare that God has answered. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. But we must also still continue to pray. Amen. I often say to us that those who pray are those who prevail. So we must continue in our prayer for this nation, prayer for the election, because it still continues, prayer for collation of results, prayer for even the announcement of results. Every part of the election requires our prayer. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. It requires our prayer. We've had an election in this country before. And because some people felt that the turnout did not go well with them, it was cancelled. And we heard in Nigeria that that was probably the freest and the most credible election that we have ever had. But at the same time, we all voted. Everybody was happy. But somebody came on air and said, we are annulling this election. Whatever happens concerning this one, God is the one that is in charge. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is in the right place today. You will see what I mean shortly. Praise the Lord. Making destiny decisions. Now, we make decisions every day in our lives. Some of these decisions are mundane, is over mundane things. But some of them are really critical decisions that we make. Your being here today is a decision that you made. Taking your bath this morning, it was a decision you made. Whatever you're wearing today, it was based on the decision that you made. Praise the Lord. So we make decisions, multiple decisions every day over different kind of issues. But today I want to talk to us about decisions that are critical to our destinies, because that is really what is important to you and also important to God. God is concerned about your destiny. He's concerned about your destination. Praise the Lord. He's concerned about the fulfillment of his purpose for your life, his plans for your life. That is what he's most concerned about. It doesn't mean that God is not concerned about all other things in your life. But every other decision must line up with the one that will actually thrust you into destiny. Praise the Lord. And that is why it is so crucial and important. It's so critical for you and I to be sure at all times that we are making decisions that are in alignment with destiny. Praise the Lord. It's so critical. Because if our decisions are not in line with destiny, we are in serious trouble. People make decisions. Some decisions are made so hastily. And as a result, they end up with bad decisions. And bad decisions in themselves are so destructive to your future. Praise the Lord. If I wore a 6-inch shoes today, it wouldn't matter. If I wore a yellow shoe, hallelujah, it's not destructive to my destiny. Is somebody listening? Now, you may say that yellow does not go with what I'm wearing, but it's not a destiny issue. It's not. Praise the Lord. But when it comes to what God has written concerning me, when it comes to what God has predestined for my life, it is important that what I do, the actions I take, the way I'm thinking is in alignment with it. Praise the Lord. Is somebody following God so far? So we need to know how to make wise decisions that will help us to arrive at our destination. The Bible says, according to Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, the plans that I have for you, they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So prosperity is your destiny. I thought I would hear an amen there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it is critical for me to make decisions that will align me with prosperity. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Yes. I cannot afford to make any decision that is taking me away from that direction. I can't afford it because it's too costly. Many people have made decisions that they are living with the consequences of those decisions today. Hello? Sometimes we blame people, we blame God, we fight Him, we are angry with Him. But the only person we really do not check is ourselves. Very rarely would you find people to say, I made a bad decision. It was based on the decision that I made. And one terrible thing about making a bad decision is, it doesn't just affect you. Hello? A bad decision has a way of affecting everybody. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. The Bible says, a man that does not know how to enter the city, he wearies everybody that is around him because of his inability to make the right decisions. Hello? There are decisions that are important that we make in life. Destiny decisions. Number one is the decision that you make to give your life to Christ. It's the most important decision you ever make in your life. That you invite Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Savior and your Lord. That's the most important decision anybody will make. The second most important decision is who you marry. And I've said it before. In the kingdom of God, who you marry is a critical decision. Praise the Lord. Because marriage affects everything in your life. Marriage will affect your finances. Marriage will affect your health. Marriage will affect your physical appearance. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you are following me today. Amen. Yeah. Do we have some women in this place? I said marriage will affect. Glory be to Jesus. Your figure 8 will suddenly disappear. Hello. After about 2-3 deliveries. Hello. Things will begin to change physically. Amen. Marriage affects your divine assignment. It affects your destiny. It will affect you spiritually. It will affect you materially. Praise the Lord. So as a man, before you got married, your money is yours. But by the time you have been married, the money becomes hers and theirs. Glory be to Jesus. His money suddenly becomes their money, our money. Glory be to Jesus. So, which means you can go out and say, I found this bad car. I found this bad 60-inch LED or CDD LG television, and you just go and buy. Get what, boy? You're going to have to pay school fees. Praise the Lord. Something will be telling you that school fees, as you enter LG, school fees. But before then, it didn't matter. You could spend it whichever way. So all of a sudden, family money can no longer continue to service your likes and dislikes. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So it is a critical decision. When you tell people, don't marry somebody who is unequally yoked, and you say, it doesn't matter. I will take anybody. Hallelujah. As long as it's a man, don't worry. Hello? Then you just go and marry somebody. And by the time you marry the person, you say, cover your head. And they give the children a middle name. Hello? Wasiu. Hakim. Then you are in trouble. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Another destiny decision that is critical is God's assignment for your life. Praise the Lord. Everyone has a destiny. You have a personal destiny. Your family has a destiny. The nation has a destiny. When God talks, He talks to the nation of Israel. In as much as He has personal destiny for people, He has it for the whole nation. Praise the Lord. So Nigeria has a destiny. I said Nigeria has a destiny. Praise the Lord. Every nation has a destiny. And it's important that we as Christians understand that. That there is a destiny for this nation as much as there is a destiny for you. God has a plan for Nigeria. Nobody agrees. I said God has a plan. He has a plan. Don't join people who tell you, God has taken off a long time ago. He's still here. You know how I know? I'm still here. Glory be to Jesus. Because I'm here, He is here. Ah. We are in the God class and we carry God on the inside. Where I am, God is there. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the way we need to think about this nation is different from the way everybody is thinking. Everybody went to vote, including you and I, yesterday. And you know, as Christians, the reason for voting ought to be different from the reason everybody else goes to vote. Praise the Lord. You know why? Because as a child of God, we have a different benchmark that we use in evaluating everything. The world, their culture. The world uses their tradition. The world uses logic. The world uses sentiments. But all these systems are flawed. They have been flawed in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Only the Word of God is flawless. The song that the choir sang said, I want to know your way. What else? I want to know your heart. And I want you to order everything according to your will. Praise the Lord. So when a kingdom citizen is making a decision, a destiny decision, You don't make it based on sentiments. Praise the Lord. If you make destiny decision based on sentiments, you will make bad decisions. As far as I'm concerned, making a decision of who becomes the leader, president, governor in this nation, to me, it is a destiny decision. Hallelujah. It's a destiny decision. And we have to see it as such. Yesterday, I sat down about 5 a.m. and, you know, I was just having this chat with the Holy Spirit. And I said, would people actually ask God, how should I vote in this election? Because I know that in the house of God, the pulpiteers have been very careful about not mentioning names or anything or directing their congregation in any particular direction. Praise the Lord. But at the same time, is it impossible for us to know the mind of God? Should we then conclude that God is not interested? Whether it is A, B, C, or Z. Of course God is. Remember. This nation has a destiny. It is actually a destiny in God's hand. So God is involved. Praise the Lord. He's involved. But what do we do as Christians? When you are going to the polling booth, what was your benchmark in evaluating which way you are going to put your thumbprints? Hello? Is it sentiment that led you there? And my brother there is laughing. The guilty ones are here. Don't worry. You still have another chance in another week or two. Praise the Lord. You do not make a destiny decision based on sentiments. It cannot work. It will end in frustrations. And that's what we've been seeing. A lady came to me after about 1 year after the last previous election. I said, you people, you are the pastor, so what is happening now? What's happening where? I said, God is on the throne. Said, we don't know everything. I said, as a Christian, did you pray? He said, we all prayed though. In fact, in our church, it was serious prayer for Nigeria. I said, very good. What did God tell you? That's where there is problem. What did you hear God say? When we pray now, we pray that, you know, God will. I said, did you ever read it in the Bible? I've told some of you before. You see, sentiments in itself will tempt you to make a wrong decision. And I said, Jesus told his disciples, he said, watch and pray. And you know, anytime I read that part in the Bible, I used to ask myself, why did Jesus tell them to watch and pray? Why didn't he just say, pray? What is the need for the watching? Which was what I told the lady that came to me. I said, did you watch? She said, what does it mean to watch? I said, you see? If you don't watch, you will pray amiss. Because he said, watch and pray. So the watching must first of all come before the praying. Glory be to Jesus. How do you then watch? How do we watch? So that we will know how to pray. You watch by whatever you have made the benchmark of evaluating things. Praise the Lord. If you evaluate decisions you make by the word of God, you will not fall into a bad decision. Hallelujah. You will make less mistakes in life, even in your own life. Amen. If we are going to make right and wise destiny decisions, then we have certain key points that I want to reveal to you today to help you in your own life to make right and wise decisions that will lead you to destiny. Praise the Lord. And also concerning any area that is critical to your destination. Why do people make bad decisions? Because they don't watch. Because they are too hasty. Because their decisions are based on sentiments, emotions, how it feels, how I feel. No Christian should be making a decision like that. At least not a destiny decision. You don't make a destiny decision in haste. Praise the Lord. You watch. In marriage, when people come and they say, hey, this one, hey, this one, blah, 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 blah. I said, are you kidding me? You saw the red flag, you ignored it. You ignored it. So you allowed your sentiment, your emotion to override good judgment, sound judgment. Does anybody know what I'm talking about here? Yeah. Praise the Lord. No, our sister was talking about giving somebody the official vehicle to take to somewhere. She said in her mind, she felt reluctant to do it. Sometimes we have to be sure. You watch things. Hallelujah. If you, look, peace is the umpire of doing the will of God. If you don't have peace about doing something, hallelujah, just stop it right there. Because sentiment will cause you to make a bad decision that can lead to serious destruction. Is somebody listening here? Yeah. Many of us make certain decisions sometimes. Come and retain me, so. It's not bad. In fact, they have to read here, so. Look, if you are not controversial, you are not yet walking with Jesus. Because Jesus himself was a bundle of controversy. What are you talking about? If everybody likes you, go and check yourself. You should go on fasting and prayer. Everybody ought not to like you. Oh, I thought I would get some applause from there. Glory be to Jesus. They won't like you. They won't like the decisions that you make. They won't like it. Working with God is not for so that everybody will like you. It's not a democratic system. You think God is running a democracy? No. It's not a democracy. There are no council of people that will gather. You think God if ask some people and say, sit down, should I bless this lady or should I bless that man? You see, you think he's asking for the approval. The Bible says he works according to the counsel of his own will. His own will doesn't concern anybody. That's why you have no reason to be apologetic to anyone when God blesses you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you make decisions by sentiments, it will blur your judgment. You will not be able to judge aright. Amen. You know, sometimes for our lives, sometimes we can really know how to make certain decisions, but when it comes to a larger thing, like you are making a decision for a corporation, you are making a decision concerning the nation, many of us find it and say, does it really matter? Hello? Does it really matter? We throw in the towel even before we get started at all and say, it doesn't really matter. But it's because nobody is actually taking time. Hallelujah. You know, God likes to lead us. It's not every time that God is going to give you, in fact, he probably never does, giving you the whole blueprint about your life. Hello? I'm sure you agree with me. Yeah. Because you don't even know tomorrow in your life. So you don't have, you don't, because God expects that we surrender to his leading. We walk with him by what? By faith and not by sight. So our walk with God must be by faith. You have to trust God when you cannot even trace him. How do I know? How do I follow God's leading? He's very clear. Be a student of the word of God. What does God value most? Does anybody know? What does he really value most on earth? Remember, I said it last Sunday. Psalm 115 and verse 16. The Bible says, the heaven, even the heavens belong to who? Belongs to God. But the earth he has given to the children of men. What does God value most here on earth? What? God bless you, my sister. The earth he has given to the children of men. Hallelujah. He gave it to the children of men. So the children of men are more valuable to God. Because without them, there is no earth. Glory be to Jesus. The earth was created so that children of men can have dominion over it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So it's so easy to know how God is working in a situation. You first must determine what he values most. People. That's what he values most. It's people. It's not money. Guess what? It's not education. Hello? It's not the economy. What is the economy without the people? What is your fancy education if there are no people to educate? Glory be to Jesus. And people say, hey, so what is the will of? Look at it. Who values what God values most? When somebody does not care who dies or who lives, they don't value what God values most. It's easy to know where they belong. Glory be to Jesus. And it's easy to know that God doesn't belong there. It's easy. It is easy. If people are dying like chicken, people are kidnapped. And we are still talking years and nobody really thinks that he ought to be in the front burner. Then they don't value what people value. Every soul, hallelujah, is made and created in the image of God. That's why he values them most. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God was not talking to all the things that he created. The Bible says he was fellowshipping with Adam. Hallelujah. Because Adam is the one that is created in his image. It is not the gold river in the Garden of Eden. It is not the trees. It is not the minerals. It is those that he created in his image. Man was created in the image of God. Anybody who does not value life, no matter the life of who, poor, rich, tall, poor, whatever, if you have no value for human life, you ought not to be in any position of leadership over man. When Solomon prayed after David departed, I said, how? What am I to do, Lord? You are with my father. You gave him wisdom. I need wisdom. I need discernment to be able to do what? He didn't say so that the economy of it will go. No. He said so that I will know how to lead these people that are precious to you. And what did God say? He said, that which you didn't even ask for, I will add it to you. Now that tells me something. When you value people, God will add prosperity to you. When Nigeria begins to value the life of people, God will add prosperity to her. Things are changing. It shall be good news. God is still on the throne. So if you are making even decisions for your own personal life and all that you are thinking is about myself, selfish interest, and all of this thing, you are joking. God is always concerned about the significant other. It's not only about you. If you have a vision that is going to take care of me, my family, and that is it, it's not from God. Hear it today. God did not give you that vision. Praise the Lord. So sentiment, decisions made based on sentiment will blur your judgment and inhibit your sensitivity to God's leading. I was sharing with one of our sisters here 2 Sundays ago or so. I said, reading the story of Samuel. And I said, I saw something there that is not something that we see. To me, it was a fresh revelation about Samuel. Many a times, it's Saul that we concentrate on. King Saul. But not about the ministry of Samuel in that time. And I said, Samuel, from what I read in the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 16, in that encounter, Saul had already been anointed king over Israel, and then he started messing up. And God sent Samuel to him. I said, no, you didn't follow the instruction of God. God said, the Amalekites treated my people like this. So this is what you should do to punish the Amalekites. Kill all of them, plus their goats, sheep, and lamb. They must all go. But he killed. And the Bible said he left their king. He didn't kill him. And then the choice animals, he brought them back. And he told Samuel, I brought them back because, you see, I want to sacrifice them unto God. Hello, somebody. You don't add to the instruction God gave to you. You do whatsoever he says. Praise the Lord. If you do beyond what God has instructed you to do, the rest is based on sentiment. And he said, I'm sorry. This day, the kingdom is taken away from you. But you see, the relationship of Samuel we saw was so cordial before then. And like I said, Saul was like The first fruit of Samuel's ministry. Praise the Lord. You get attached emotionally, sentimentally to the first fruit. Praise the Lord. And it happens even in our personal life. There is something about you and your first child. I'm not talking about favoritism now. I'm talking about the experience because it is your first. You understand what I'm saying? It's your first. And remember, Samuel liked the way that, you know, Saul looked. He liked everything about Saul. He wanted him to succeed. I mean, who wouldn't want your to succeed? Praise the Lord. You want your children to succeed. But he messed up. And God told Samuel, I've appointed another person. In fact, I was shocked when I was still reading it early this morning. I saw where God said, I have chosen for myself my king. Oh, my goodness. Saul was their king. Remember, they were clamoring for a king. When he told Samuel, go and anoint. Go to Jesse's house. And anoint, God said, because I've chosen for myself my king. This one is my choice. That one is, I gave it to them. It's really their choice because they were clamoring for him. And God said, I repented of making this guy a king. You know what Samuel did? The Bible says he cried all night. He was mourning. He almost had an emotional breakdown because of Saul. Now guess how God reacted to it? Because some of us that allow our sentiments and emotions to just run haywire. No, you've got to get it under control. Praise the Lord. Don't let your emotions just run anyhow. Bring it under the control of God's leading and God's direction. God had to tell him in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 1, he said, come, are you still here? You are still mourning this guy. My friend, get up from there and take the oil and go to the house of Jesse and go and anoint for me my king. Praise the Lord. Get up! Some of you are here, you are still feeling bad about something that happened 5-6 years ago. You are still emotional about it. Hello? Help me tell your neighbor, get up now! Hallelujah. I was talking to a brother not too long ago and I was telling him, I said, when this, you know, somebody that is related to us, the wife just went to be with the Lord, and I said, God, I can't just go there anyhow because Belize can't help anybody. There's no deliverance power, no healing power in Pele. I learned that firsthand because I had so many Peles when my husband departed. And I knew that he didn't bring any healing whatsoever. So I'm not going to go to somebody else and sell to them what is not working for me. Hallelujah. So I said, God, you've got to give me a word for this guy. And God gave me a word right in the car on my way there. And I wrote it down. When I got there, I told the guy, I said, God asked me to tell you, arise now and start doing the work that I give to you to do. The guy said, that's what me too I'm hearing. I said, get up now. So when we were going, you know, one of my brothers said there, what will God say? God knows now that he will still be feeling this. I said, look at you. You think God is a man? Hallelujah. You think God is a man? He's going to sit down 1 year, 3 years. He will still be crying. God will still be emotional about something. No! God is passionate about his purpose. Glory be to Jesus. Get up now. You are wasting time and you are losing life. Whoever is gone has done their own. Hallelujah. So you better wise up. Remember David said it. Teach me to number my days. Oh. Teach me to number my days. So you don't spend your quality time feeling sorry for yourself about something that didn't work out or something that didn't happen the way that you wanted it to happen. Come on, get up, arise. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You can't stay current in God if you make destiny decisions based on sentiments. You cannot stay current with God. You know what it means to be current with God? To be current with God is to know what God is saying. Praise the Lord. And the best way to walk with God and to fulfill your destiny is to be current in God. I've taught you several times that when you go to God with a prayer, this is what God said in his word. You must make sure that God gives you another word, because the other word that God gives you is the current word. Hallelujah. That's the current word. A lot of us in the body of Christ, what we depend on, you open the Bible. God, you said in so and so. Yes, I said so. Do you want to hear what I'm saying now? Now you may say, the word of God does not change. No, not because it changes. What he's saying now is the direction that he wants to take you through, so that what he said can become what you experience. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Our needs differ. And I keep telling you, even if you and I want the same thing, desire the same thing from God, he may not take us on the same route. He may not take us from the same route. God could have made the decision to create everything he wanted to create in one day. But in his own wisdom, he chose to do it in 6 days. He created some first day. He created some on the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And on the seventh day, he rested. Praise the Lord. He could have chosen to do everything in one day. He is God. But he did it on different days. But for each day, at the end of it, he said it was good. So if we are both going to the same place, glory be to Jesus. And you are on your first day and it is good, I may be on the sixth day, but the result will still be it is good. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Our brother, now what can anybody say? Amen. Do you hear a story? If somebody had had 5 children some 20 years ago, Abby, they'll say, I'm one uncle. Hello. And somebody 20 years after, they will still say the same thing. I'm one uncle. Praise the Lord. First day or sixth day, it is the same thing. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Bad decisions are made based on limited information. Limited information will cause you to make a bad decision. When you don't get all the facts, and this is the problem that a lot of us have. When you begin to make a decision before your brain has been able to dissect and understand exactly the situation, and you're already making the decision, you will suffer the consequences of loose lips. You suffer the consequences.
You need to get all the facts. Get all the facts. Many a times when we are praying, you are saying, God, I just don't want this thing to happen. Sometimes you pray a prayer of inquiry. God, what is going on here? Hallelujah. Because if you really do not have all the full facts, if you begin to direct your arrows, you'll be directing it in every direction, hoping that somewhere it will stick. But if God tells you this is it, like he told Joshua, when the children of Israel lost the battle at Ai, Joshua went back to God and said, we've always had victory. How come we're not having victory this time? And God said, this is the reason. He said, the Achan has done what I said he should not do. So through him, a lot of things has come. Sin has come into the camp. And that was why my grace could not sustain you for victory in that battle. There was a contamination there. He asked. And in asking God, he was able to know exactly where the problem is. And God gave him the solution. Praise the Lord. So sometimes when you are praying, you are just praying for what? Ask God, what is up here? Where is the checkpoint here? Because we don't have all the answers. Some of the times it's our sentiment that is making a decision for us as to what the problem is. Do I have a witness in the house? Yeah. Once you allow your emotions to get, your emotions begin to drive your decisions, even in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Remember a lady that sent a message to church at one time, years back, locked up. She was locked up in the house. The husband did not allow her to go out. She couldn't come to church. Sent a message to the people of God. And everybody got, let us pray. Let us begin to pray. As we held hands, the Holy Ghost said, what are you praying about? Which is true. What really do you want to pray? Is it that the door should be open? No. Yeah, because opening the door may not get to the root. God always wants to lay the axe to the roots. Oluwa onife tele ko ma pala pala pa. Praise the Lord. What's the point? You've got to get to the root of the problem. God wants to deal with the root. Because if he deals with the root, the fruit will be healthy. Hallelujah. So, and I said, God, why couldn't I pray? Why couldn't I do? God said, no. If a man's way pleases the Lord, God will make his enemies to be at peace with him. I knew where the problem was. Glory be to Jesus. That's why many times we pray amiss. And we make bad decisions. Why? Because we have limited information. Limited information will cause you to make a bad decision. From today, the decisions we make will be pleasing in God's sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Half-truths can cause you to make a wrong decision. And remember, we are talking about real destiny decisions here. I'm not talking about whether you're going to use a black lipstick or a red one. Hello? I'm not talking about the decision whether you choose to go and get a golden tooth. Half-truths. Many of us make decisions on half-truths. Somebody comes to tell you something about somebody and you make your judgment right there. That's half-truth. And by the time you now discover that, it is not as they said. This business, this business is really very good though. It pays. And then you run to it. No,
And then you get there, you say, it's not as they said. No. You met it exactly as they said. Because what you had was half truth. You did not make inquiries yourself. Praise the Lord. About it. So you jumped into it. Yeah, everybody, they are importing sugar. You go and import sugar. You don't know anything about. they are importing car from America. Let me to go and import car. You don't know they pay duty. And you have calculated all the money. You've bought the car. Now you want to collect it here. There's no more money. Bad decision. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I have enough money. Let me just go and buy that. I'll just buy that car. I have what it takes. It's 5 million. I will buy it. No, you still cannot afford that car. If all you have is 5 million, you can't afford a 5 million naira car. You won't like me for that one. You need to first of all go and get some information. Because whoever told you that has told you half truths. Because they didn't tell you about maintaining a car. That is going to cost money also. Your ability to be able to fuel the car when the need arises. Praise the Lord. It has to go with it. The danger on the road is part of it. And you can drive your car out the very first day. One crazy fellow can just come and just clear out all your dashboard and all the. Hello? So after you have spent 5 million and you have done shakara around the place, you will now still go and park the car. That will not be your portion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Have truths. You make a bad decision. Praise the Lord. Bad decisions can cause you to do stupid things that will hinder your future. It can even bring curses on your life. It can bring curses. And that's why we must be very careful at the kind of decisions that we make. Let's read that Psalm 25 and verse 13. That's our text. Let's read verse 13. Psalm 25. And I'm going to close that. Did you get something from today's message? Hallelujah. Psalm 25. Verse 13. Please read if you are there. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, for a man that fears the Lord, what does it mean to fear the Lord? Is to reverence God. Is to obey God. Is to be in deference to God's word, God's leading, God's instructions. Those who fear God, that's what they do. You may have your own ideas of doing things, but what God tells you, this is the way to go, you go that way. Why? Because you fear God. You reverence Him. Praise the Lord. You judge Him as faithful. You judge Him as one who knows more than you do. That's what it means to fear God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So He said to those who said, His soul shall dwell at ease. Hallelujah. They are not prone to making bad decisions because bad decisions will steal your peace. Part 2 of that verse 13 says, and his seed shall inherit the earth. In other words, even when we make bad decisions, it can affect the next generation. Yeah. And that's why we need to be careful about how we make destiny decisions. The decisions you make concerning your family. Bad decision can cause a curse to enter a family. And it goes from one generation to another generation. When decisions are made based on sentiments, on feelings, on emotions. This is how I feel about this, and you just take it based on your feelings, not on what the Word of God says. You evaluate it by what pain that you are going through, the hurts that you have had to suffer. And then you make your own decision based on all your feelings and your emotions. Not knowing that all these things have their own attendant consequences. And the Bible is telling us it will go from generation to generation. Hello. But when a good decision is being made, the seed shall inherit the earth. There is a blessing that is even generational. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Third John chapter 1 and verse 4. Third John. And I'm going to stop there. Paul was talking here. He says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Nothing gives God more joy to see that his children are walking in the truth. What is the truth? Jesus says, oh Lord, thy word is truth. So he said, nothing will give me greater joy that I see that my children are walking in the word. Nothing gives them greater joy. Not walking by their sentiments. Not making decisions based on sentiments. So that everybody will like the decision you made. Oh, no. No matter what you do, we sat down yesterday where we're about to vote. And they were saying, okay, INEC's policy is that elderly people, people with babies, and then pregnant women, are the ones to first of all cast their votes. And you know us. You know we. How do you know I'm not pregnant? If I'm 6 weeks pregnant, you can't see it now. Then somebody will say, hey, then you have to bring the certificate or the proof of pregnancy. Me and my friend that we sat, I said, truly. Why should we now be debating now? Some people are pregnant, some people are not pregnant. Then he came to say, who is elderly? I don't think this man is elderly. The man has hair, he dyed his hair. So, you know, all sorts of issues arose. So we now had to tell the guy, take the card. At least everybody's age. People must find something that they need to argue over. May God help us. May God help us. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So it will give God great joy. May God have joy through your life. May God have joy in the decisions that you make. May heaven rejoice over the decisions that you make henceforth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. This is important.
So I ask you the question, are you following the truth or you are following sentiments? And could I ask you plainly, did you vote yesterday based on truth or on sentiments? Don't tell me the answer. There is still room to reconsider. Praise the Lord. We are kingdom citizens and we should see ourselves as such. Amen. Shall we rise on our feet? God is telling you.